Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniverti. It is said to kill the snake, you must cut off its head. Probably wise advice, especially if it's a poisonous snake. Just make sure you bury the head afterwards, so says a rancher friend of mine. Otherwise, the meat bees will eat it, and if you get stung by one, you'll be in trouble. Nice to know, but what does that have to do with the stock market? Actually, the snake example does have its lesson. There are many signs a prolonged market rout has a chance of ending. Technical analysts look at price charts for clues when the macro guys look to what is happening in the overall economy to see where things might be headed. A blue light special shopper called a value investor. That gang might compare where a stock was and where it is now. The more beaten up, the better, so say the value investor people. After all, a stock that used to be at $400 a share must be a good buy at $100, right? There are many other signs and clues that are tossed about on why or why not the current market ills should or should not end anytime soon. To this analyst, one signal on the end might be near is the head of the proverbial snake must be cut off and buried. What I mean by this is the market leader, the most popular of stocks and the most well-known, must fall out of bed and get creamed once and for all. In my own words now, I call that the king snake. It's the most popular and resilient stock. Must have its head lopped off, of course, and buried with the rest of the market until the whole damn thing ends. Now stay with me here. Arguably, one stock comes to mind as the stock, the most popular and well-loved stock of all of them in recent years, if not decades, is... you guessed it, Apple. Keep in mind, I said, arguably, there are many other great stocks and probably just as well known as Apple, but Apple, at least in my mind, is the most loved stock of all. Apple is indeed a great company. It may not be at its pinnacle, which, in my opinion, was when Steve Jobs ran it, but his successor and the current CEO, Tim Cook, is nonetheless brilliant. He has continued to, if not innovate, to the degree that Steve Jobs did, steer Apple to the cash juggernaut it is today, which is to say Apple is cash rich and generates gobs of it. Needless to say, it also controls a vast portion of the lucrative smartphone market as well as all the ancillary businesses that come with it. Although one of the largest companies in the world, its stock has not been immune to some significant turbulence, but in the opinion of many, including myself, Apple has not been trampled into the dirt and had its head severed like so many of the other popular stocks have in 2022. Recently on CNBC, I heard an analyst say as much by stating something like, until Apple gets crushed as the last stock standing to fall and fall hard, this market may not be done to the downside. I couldn't agree more. Various price levels of Apple stock originally on my charts showed a 138 level as major support early on in 2022. That came and went a few times, down from its all-time high of 182 in early January 2022. Then in June, it breached 138 to the downside, only to rebound again the rest of the year. That was until last week or so, when it briefly dropped all the way down to 125, rebounded, and then fell some more. Now that it's starting to erode with the new year, I can't seem to get the numbers 120, 110, and even 100 out of my head for the price of Apple stock in the future. Who knows, though, right? Although Apple is down 30% or so off its all-time high, I'm of the opinion that market routes end violently and not with a whimper. And so far, I think the final capitulation sell-off of Apple stock is yet to be seen, although the brief fall to 125 and below is ugly to say the least. Keep in mind, no one can forecast market direction at any time, but to this analyst, the snake's head may not be quite dead and buried yet. Watching the market so you don't have to. That concludes today's Money Matters and today's newscast. Expresses my opinion only. It is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any securities, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license OL34249, and I'm Medicare agent approved in the state of California. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniverti.